Do you find yourself feeling anxious about life? Are you fearful about future events, or do you find yourself unable to control your restless mind? If any of these things I've mentioned describes where you're at, you'll want to stay tuned for the next Family Matters, where we'll discuss what anxiety disorders are and how they can be treated. You won't want to miss this. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. One of our listeners wrote to us asking this question. He says, "I'm a worrier, and the problem is getting worse. I've heard people talk about anxiety disorders, but I don't know what that means. How can I tell if my worry is normal or if I have an anxiety disorder? And what should I do?" Well, let's start by saying that there is a difference between normal worry and clinically defined anxiety. We all worry, to some extent, from time to time, but anxiety doesn't usually become a serious problem. Most of us move through life without being noticeably held back or overwhelmed by fears about life's difficulties and unknowns. God gave us the capacity for fear to protect us. Fear is a good thing when it prepares us to fight or run away when we're in danger. The problem is that our brains and bodies can sometimes act as if we're facing an immediate threat, even when we're not. In those cases, fear can explode into uncontrollable dread and panic. Some people's lives are severely disrupted by fear and anxiety. Worry or fears about future uncertainties can become so overpowering that normal everyday functioning is affected. If you're experiencing something like that, there's a good chance you're dealing with some form of anxiety disorder. There are many different clinically defined anxiety disorders, which we'll briefly explain. The first is generalized anxiety disorder, which is characterized by feelings of restlessness, fatigue, and an inability to concentrate. Panic disorder includes sudden, terrifying, and often unexpected panic attacks. Social anxiety disorder is an intense, excessive, and persistent fear of being scrutinized or humiliated in social situations. Another is called agoraphobia, which is the dread of open or public spaces. And there are a number of other specific phobias, like acrophobia, the fear of heights. And what about obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD? In the past, experts included OCD and PTSD with anxiety disorders. However, those two conditions are now in a separate classification. So, how does one treat anxiety disorders? Anxiety disorders can be managed well with a combination of medical, psychological, and spiritual care. If you feel that any of the conditions I described fit your situation, we encourage you to find professional help as soon as possible. It's good to note that medications can't cure anxiety disorders, but they might relieve a person's symptoms enough to let him or her function and respond to psychotherapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is an especially helpful form of psychotherapy in treating anxiety disorders. CBT helps patients learn new ways to think about their experiences and circumstances, and how to recognize and change dysfunctional thought or behavior patterns. If you'd like to speak at greater length with someone who can help, don't hesitate to call Focus on the Family's counseling department, where one of our trained counselors would be more than happy to talk with you about your concerns. They can also provide referrals to trained therapists practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300. Or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. While you're visiting our website, also look out for more articles and resources that can give you further insight into your situation. One such resource is a book called Blue Genes. It will help you and your loved ones learn to recognize the genetic signs that cause depression. Psychiatrists and medical doctors discuss the brain's chemical deficiencies that can lead to anxiety, bipolar disorder, panic attacks, substance abuse, ADHD, psychosis, and low self-esteem, and show you how to resolve debilitating issues that affect mood and personality. You'll find Blue Genes online at safamily.co.za. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.